Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in our man KD, Kyle Draper. He was on the call last night for the game. KD, you on the call for tonight, too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back to back, big fella. Out here preparing for it right now, actually.
How you feeling the night after that one where the postseason hopes came to an end?
Oh, man, you guys want me to be honest already, right out the jump, huh?
That's how we do it, baby. That's how we do it.
You know, it was a letdown last night. You know, I turned to Doug and I said, man, you know, two games left and nothing to play for anymore. And so it was a letdown. And, you know, my biggest hope was that we would go into that game on Sunday at 6 p.m. with a chance, still with an opportunity. Can you imagine how crazy the building would be, just the energy in the city for that game? And you know, we fell short this year, and so it's just a little disappointing, no doubt.
Kyle, I think you're kind of the perfect guy to talk to right now, because a conversation we've been having for the last 15 minutes or so is about these guys coming in here and understanding what's at stake here at Sacramento and having the same type of frustrations with not making the playoffs and not making the postseason, and looking at, you know, all the memes and tweets of people kind of portraying the franchise as a joke. And we've lived it for 15 years. But Mo Harkless, Delon Wright, you know, they've been here 15 minutes. It's kind of unfair for them to understand the magnitude of what's going on. And I say you're the perfect guy because it seems like even though you've only been here less than a year, you understand the magnitude of what's going on and the frustrations of the people. Is that do you understand what I'm saying? Do you feel that, or is it something that, you know, you still maybe don't think you have the whole total grasp of everything that goes on here in Sacramento when it comes to the playoff drought?
No, I think, you know, I do think I understand what the fans are going through. And maybe I don't understand as deep and as, you know, 15 years of experience in this market, but I'm of the belief the fans deserve better. The fans deserve a winner. The fans are doing everything on their end. They're holding up their end of the bargain. And now it's time for the organization, the coaching staff, the players to do the same thing, the front office as well. You know, one of the things that I've always heard about Sacramento Kings fans is how great this fan base is. And, you know, I applaud them for that, but they deserve playoff basketball. Trust me. You guys know, we all grew up. We remember when the Kings were, you know, a hot team, when they would battle the Lakers every year, battle the Blazers. You know, we remember those days. And so I remember the old Arco being the craziest and loudest arena in the NBA. And so I want to get us back to that. And so, you know, I love the fans, but I feel like they deserve better, man. They deserve a winning team in this city, because can you imagine – you know, it's not like it's New York or Boston or a city with four other teams and, you know, they got winners every single year. They're in the playoffs, you know, every year. I mean, if this city ever produced a contender, even a six seed in the playoffs, five seed in the playoffs, win a couple games, you know, and that's how you really build, though, a culture, you know. I look at the Miami Heat, for instance. When LeBron James left, Miami could have went in the tank. They could have fell off. They could have been garbage. They didn't bottom out. They struggled, but they still made the playoffs. Sure, they were in 60, 70, 80, but they built that culture. And then when it was time to add a key piece, a la Jimmy Butler, they took that next step. So that's where I want the Sacramento Kings to get to start building that culture where you're not just hoping to get in the playoffs, you're routinely in the playoffs. Sure, you may not go to the Western Conference Finals every year, but if you show yourself in your organization, then players will come. We've seen it before. Let's not forget, Golden State didn't have much of a history in terms of championship success before Steph Curry. Now you add Steph, you add Clay, and then bam, it becomes a destination. And so that's what I want to see from this organization.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320 KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento on Odyssey Station, and driven by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge. Kyle Draper with us here. Katie, you know, injuries can be a big part of the conversation, given the fact that Rashawn Holmes went out in the second quarter. And, you know, really, if you include Tyreek, you could say they were down five starters. But this team played really good ball for 46 minutes. And I know it's a little bit different because you're at the Golden One Center as opposed to being in Memphis like you normally would be.
Right.
But could you guys sense, could you and DC sense, like, after a couple of possessions there in the final 3 minutes, like, uh-oh, I think this thing might be slipping away from them?
Yeah, and I thought that the moment was too big for some of the guys. Mm. You know, we were counting on players that really had never been there before.
Yeah.
You know, these guys were fighting for their playoff lives. And, you know, Chimezie Metu, he had a hell of a game, but when it came time to the clutch minutes, and that's what separates the great ones from just the good players, right? They deliver when it matters the most. You know, the Buddy Hield turnover where he knocked it out of bounds. Justin James, an air ball three, I think it was. Chimezie, an air ball three. I just thought you could sense that the Grizzlies ratcheted up another level. They turned it up another notch, and we didn't have that dude. Man, it would have been nice to have a Fox in that game. Like, De'Aaron Fox would have made such a huge difference down the stretch because Fox would have got to the basket. He would have put pressure on the defense. We just didn't have that dude down the stretch, and Memphis did, and, you know, John Moran is great, but I thought Dylan Brooks was huge also. Like,
yes,
he just had that mindset that he was not going to be denied going to the basket, and either you were going to foul him or he was going to get the bucket. And so we didn't have that kind of mindset and that kind of experience on the roster. So, yeah, I felt it slipping away just because the moment I thought got too big for the guys out there last night.
Drapes, you've seen this team, you know, in this past 2.5 weeks, as close as anybody. We've watched every second of every game, and the way that these guys have played without, you know, Fox and Barnes and Halliburton, been extremely impressive. Do you think that what you saw from them is something that can carry over to next season? It is who they are, or did they just kind of get hot? How do you evaluate these last two and a half weeks?
No, I think what we've learned these last 2.5, 3 weeks is if you play hard, you're going to be in games. And I think the Terrence Davis of the world, DeLon Wright, Mo, their impact, just think about it, guys. With no Halliburton, with no Fox, no Harrison Barnes, they were the leaders of the team. I mean, you look at the box score, it was those three guys at the top, you know, outside of last night. And so I just think, you know, that infusion of veteran play, a guy like Mo Harkless, DeLon Wright, who's a competitor, and they may not wow you with stats. They may not go out there and get you 35, but they know how to play. And I mean, there's a reason why the defense was a whole lot better over the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was the play of DeLon and Terrence and Mo. They got after it defensively. So I think it can carry over. Hopefully De'Aaron was watching. We know Tyrese is going to bring it. You know, Marvin, he needs to play at a high level. And I'm not just talking about scoring, guys. You know, everybody want to look at the box score. I'm just talking about making life difficult for the other team. Mm-hmm. Too many times this season, the Kings didn't push back. There was no fight back from the Kings. And in the NBA, that could be the difference between winning a ball game and losing one.
Yeah. Yeah.
How different you think the team looks next year?
Oh, that's a great question, right? Because a few weeks ago, and I went on air, and I'll say it now, if I'm Monty McNair, you can't just run it back, right? You can't just say, oh, another year together with these guys, we'll sprinkle in a lottery pick and we'll be better. I still think you need to make a big move just to shake it up a little bit, whether that's Buddy, Harrison, don't resign Rashawn, I don't know. But you don't want to, you know, I don't think lock yourself into cap jail with this core, because in my eyes, you shouldn't be aiming to get the 9-10 seed play-in. really you should be aiming to be top four in the West. And how do you do that? You get players. How do you get players? You either trade, you draft, or you sign them as free agents. And so I want Monty to maintain some cap flexibility to go out there and pounce and get a big name guy. There was, you know, do you go out there and pay a John Collins type to come here? You know, then what do you do with Marvin Bagley? Do you go after a Lauri Markkanen who's been banged up but may need a new fresh start from Chicago? Do you throw a boatload of money at a Talen Horton Tucker? You know, a guy who is trending upward, and we know he plays hard every night. We know he's a dog out on the floor. And so those are the things. I think you got to shake it up a little bit. I'm not saying get rid of three or four guys and blow it up or anything like that, but you can't just run it back.
Hey, Drapes, and I call him Drapes, even though he doesn't know who I am. That's my boy, Drapes, okay? I just want to say, man, this year with you, I mean, you've been phenomenal. You have been phenomenal. We love the energy that you bring. We love the realness that you bring. We love the reactions that you bring. And you, I don't know how much you get to talk to people around the city because everything, you know, that's gone on with the lockdown. You'll see a lot more people when we're opened up a little bit. But the streets love you. You're a legend already out here in Sacramento, man.
We're loving
our guy Drapes out here, man.
I appreciate that, man, because you know how it is in today's world. It's like you only hear the negative. You don't give people flowers when they're alive and they're doing well, you know. Yeah. So I appreciate that. And I like to tell people, man, the same way you get hype watching a game or the same way you get frustrated watching a game, that's how I am, man. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, man. And last night hurt me down the stretch because they were there. They had that lead. They went on the run, and the fourth had the lead, and then just couldn't finish it out. So it was kind of deflating last night.
Drapes,
KD, I wasn't going to say nothing. I wasn't going to mention this, but Boston ain't been the same since you left.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, exactly. I talk to my people back there all the time, man. It's like, damn, I leave and the chemistry is all off and everything. It's like, man, so hey, no, it sounds like I left at the right time, man, because they are struggling right now.
Hey, KD said that boy last night had butterfingers. I got weed.
hey, you know we used to say that back in the day, right? As kids growing up, you know, he got butterfingers.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. Yep.
KD, hell of a first year on the call, man. We're so happy to have you here in town. Enjoy the game tonight as best you can, and we'll be talking again soon as the offseason's here.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it, man, and thanks for all the love, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.